Our senior spotlight here on BTL continues today. And if you pay attention to the local running scene here in Section 4, you know, there's a lot of good athletes. A really, really big number of good athletes who are part of the indoor track and field teams, the outdoor track and field teams, the cross-country teams. It always seems like there are a lot of athletes who are going to contend for New York State championships or teams that contend for New York State championships. And joining us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines is senior Gay Plante, who, of course, etched himself into the record books for the track and field programs and was a standout member of the cross-country team. He'll be competing for the Syracuse Orange in the upcoming semester. And Gabe, thanks so much for the time. Really do appreciate it. What have things been like for you during this pandemic with no in-person classes and also no outdoor track and field season to wrap up your career?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've been staying pretty busy with schoolwork. Online assignments have been pretty good. I've been doing a lot of tasks for Syracuse University just to get done before I head up there in the fall. And I've been training, so I've been staying busy, and this time off hasn't been too catastrophic.
Well, it's been pretty good for you, it sounds like. But what has been the most difficult part of this whole process during COVID-19?
I guess just seeing teachers. I mean, I've gotten used to emailing them, but there's a lot of things that you just, in person, being at school, talking to your teachers helps with a lot.
I believe it. We're chatting with Gay Plante, senior for the Watkins Glen track and field and cross-country teams here on BTL. So obviously, as we all know, the spring sports season was abruptly ended because of COVID-19. I'm sure you guys maybe just got a couple of practices in, if that. What was that like, knowing that your senior season would be just basically snatched away from you?
There are a lot of emotions going into that. It was at the end of indoor. I came off states indoor, and I was planning on going to nationals the next weekend, and it got closer to Thursday, and we were leaving Friday to go down to nationals in the city. And Thursday morning, I woke up to an email that said it was canceled. So that kind of hit pretty hard. I really wanted to go down there and race on the national scene, and I wasn't able to do that. And after that, things were pretty foggy about what the spring season might be like, and it was only a couple days after that when school was canceled pretty much in school. We were just talking about it at one of the outdoor practices that, you know, Pennsylvania shut down their school, and we're going to be shutting down next, and who knows what's going to happen in the spring season, if it's going to be, you know, late June, if we're going to come back and have time to do states. But then not long after, you know, it seems like something changed every day, and the state shut down it's going to be holding states, so states was canceled. And then pretty much from there, I was just had the idea to train for some time trials just to see where I was at. It's kind of tough. It was senior outdoor track season. It's something I definitely look forward to being the last hurrah. And losing that hurt, but I took advantage of what I could, and I trained hard and ran a couple fast time trials.
We'll chat about those time trials in just a couple of minutes, but I do want to go back to when it seemed like every single day there was new news about COVID-19 and the future of high school athletics and the future of school and everything like that. What kind of emotions did you feel as all of this was going on? Was it sadness? Was it anger, disappointment? Or was it a combination of everything as everything was kind of moving in a roller coaster sort of pace?
For sure, yeah. It was definitely a mix of emotions. Sadness and just anxiousness of seeing what was going to happen next or what I was going to lose next. You know, I guess there's still that feeling for what's going to happen this summer, what's going to happen in the fall of college. It's just that, you know, it's hard. Who knows what was going to happen. Events are being canceled. Contact with friends and family were cut down, and it was a bunch of uncertain time, and definitely makes you think about what you want to achieve and what you can achieve, and not take things for granted, like running, for example. Just something that you can take the time and find the roots of why you love running. That's exactly what I did.
It's a great way of looking at it. Watkins Glen senior runner Gabe Plante joining us here on BTL. Let's talk a little bit about some of the happier times, if you will, and whether it was this past school year or maybe during your 4 years as a Watkins Glen Seneca. What has been your favorite memory?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. I suppose my best memories were cross-country season 2016 when we went undefeated until the national qualifier. We won states and feds that year, and just having that group of guys around me, and I guess the relationship we all had with each other, we couldn't beat it. When you feel like you're flying and you never want to get back down, that's what it was like to share it with those guys, and that was a pretty amazing season.
When it comes to the track and field programs and the cross country programs, what is it that makes Watkins Glen such a threat out there each and every time you guys take the track?
We just have a lot of heart. I mean, we all are out there to do our best and to improve upon what we've done in the past. And I guess we had individuals and graduates like Patrick Hazlett and Matt Gill to set the bar high for what we want to achieve. So I guess that standard is pretty high for what we want to do on the track when we get out there.
You mentioned those two guys' names, and your name is right up there with them right now. Do you know off the top of your head how many school records you've broken and how many school records you're going to be graduating with?
I don't know off the top of my head. I'm sure I could find out, but it's nice to see my name up on the board with the Hazlett and Gill. So.
Well, it's got to be a lot. It's got to be a significant amount. And I just found out that about a month ago that you actually ran a time trial at Odessa Montour to try and set a new school record in the 3,200 meter. And go figure, you ended up doing that. You ended up beating Matt Gill's old record by, what, almost 10 seconds or so? I mean, you just blew past that record. Take me through the decision to do that and to do those time trials and have your coach Rod Weed in there and to have the Trumansburg coach, Neil DeRach there. Everybody was there kind of watching and timing you and seeing if you could break this record.
Yeah, so going into it, we wanted to set a few time trials, a 3,200, a 1,500 or a 1,600, and a 5K. So we had 3 weeks to do it before I had to take a break to get on my Syracuse cross-country training.
Yeah.
And so the first week we did the 3,200. We didn't know how well it's going to be broadcasted, but a few people showed up to watch, take pictures, and I'm very lucky that Rod Whedon was able to set it up and be there and have Neil DeRach there to get my just to back up to see what the time was. And it's really amazing that I was able to get that record when not really having a season. I guess the thought was that was a record that I could achieve. I ran quite a bit faster than that in indoor, and I just wanted to see what I could do in outdoor, see if I improved from indoor. I ran a little bit slower than I thought I would, but I mean, the main goal was to get the record, and that's exactly what I did.
So cool. We're chatting with Gabe Plante, senior runner for Watkins Glen, who set a boatload of school records, including a recent one here in the 3,200 meter, doing a time trial over there in Schuyler County. It was so interesting, too, because I saw that there were a couple of friends of yours from Corning who were there to basically run with you as well. If I'm not mistaken, I think I saw you on one of those TikToks. Is that what it's called? That was making the rounds of Section 4 area runners who were, you know, doing something. I'm way too old for the TikTok stuff, so I don't quite get it yet. But, you know, what's that like, having different friends, really, from different schools who are a part of the Section 4 running community, whether it's cross country or track and field. It seems like there's a lot of friendships and a lot of camaraderie between schools, and you all don't necessarily look at each other as opponents.
No, that's true. Section 4, especially cross country and track and field, is pretty close knit. I guess you'd know a lot of your competition, and we're competitors on the track, and we don't give any slack out there. But there's definitely time when we can all, you know, get together and help each other out, and that's exactly what those guys did for me. They were there to pace me through the 3200, and they did a great job.
That's great. Gabe, before I let you run, got to ask, what kind of goals have you set for yourself, if you've set up some goals yet, for your time running for the Orange up there in the ACC?
Yeah, I'm really excited to go up to Syracuse and just try to make an impact on the team positively. I haven't set any huge goals yet, but I definitely want to just be a factor for the team and try to make it on the team, the varsity team, and be able to race it meets such as ACC's and Nationals. And if I can help out, then I'm doing my job.
Well, Gabe, you have a lot to be proud of after a great career over there at Watkins Glen. Even though this spring season was cut short, so many big-time moments, so many great memories, I'm sure, for you. And glad you were able to share a few of them here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Go get them up there at SU, and we'll be talking to you soon, I'm sure, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.